The National Posted price on peanuts this week has changed for one variety, but runner-type peanuts, mainly grown in the Southeast, stay the same, $424.86 per ton. Contracts for the new crop is still holding around $425 per ton. No new contracts have been released yet, even though harvest is delayed and really behind right now in the Southeast, mainly because of bad weather and for the fact that the peanuts are not quite ready. But digging is picking up, and all we need now is some sunshine to get these peanuts dried. But USDA announced that they had dropped the price on Spanish peanuts to $273.91 per ton, dropping from $425. The reason was 2,241 tons of Spanish have been forfeited to the government last month. This is the first peanuts this year that have been forfeited to the government and did not move into the trade. There's still about 29,000 tons remaining in the government loan that must find a market before the end of October, or they too will be forfeited. What happened in the West was that the Hershey Company, that mainly buys peanuts for the Payday Candy Bar, decided that they would like more high oleic peanuts produced in Oklahoma, the area where Spanish peanuts are produced mainly. At that point, they found out that the high oleic had been mixed with the regular peanuts and rejected those peanuts, forcing them into an oversupply. Those peanuts are now being given to the government. The government's going to put them up for bid, and when they put them up for sale, they drop the price to $273.91 per ton. This could also happen in the Southeast if we mix high oleic and regular peanuts, high oleic giving a longer shelf life and preferred by many candy companies. But we'll have to see as we got peanuts in the field now, high oleic and some that are regular. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.